And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, September 10th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong here in Sitka. It's 56 degrees with heavy rain and misty skies. My guest this morning is Kevin Knox, the chair of the Ports and Harbors Commission. How are you doing this morning, Kevin?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm doing great.
And the Ports and Harbor Commission is kicking off their season for the year, correct? So what does the body do, and how long does your season go for?
Well, we had our first meeting last night, although we didn't have a quorum, so we couldn't really do any business last night. We did have a few discussions about our upcoming season and also just a little bit of a review of the summer. The reason why we say season, I guess, is because the Ports and Harbors Commission only meets outside of the summer season when the bulk of the commercial fishing is going on, given the fact that most of our commissioners are commercial fishermen. It's kind of hard for them to come in and meet in the summer, so we tend to meet in the fall, winter, and spring.
And what is your purpose, the reason that you convene every month?
We serve as an advisory board to the Ports and Harbors Department in order to vet or, review information and other changes or recommendations or different things like that that might go in front of the assembly, similar to a lot of the other commissions in the city of Sitka.
Okay. What are some of your top priorities, things that are in your sight lines for the season that the commission will be focusing on? Can you kind of run through each one by one?
Sure. We have a number of big projects that are kind of on the plate, some that are already underway, that have already been bidded on, and then some that are future possible projects. One that is out there right now that will begin soon is the replacement of the transient float dock on the outside of Eliason and Thompson Harbors. That wave, termed as a wave attenuator and a transient float dock. It's rather old. It's been pretty beat up in that storm that we had a while back. It sustained some damage, and we've been having to do a lot of repairs, just, kind of piecemeal repairs to it. That whole system is going to be replaced with a bulkier, beefier dock, one that will actually include power on it, water systems, and different things like that. So it's a pretty exciting replacement project. We've got a couple of other things that are coming at, down the line, too.
What are some of the other things?
We've got Baranoff Warm Springs replacement. The dock out there needs to be replaced. It's over 50 years old, and it's definitely way past its due. That's out there right now. We're trying to figure out how that gets paid for and how the work will be done, the scope of work, and then, what kind of dock will go in there. The replacement of Crescent Harbor as well, that system has seen a lot of wear and tear, too, and needs to be replaced.
Okay. And what about rate increases for mooring boats in harbors? And that's something that you guys deal with as well.
Yeah, that's always a fun one for the commission to have to deal with because, of course, nobody wants to see their fees and rates go up, although we do have, increased costs to be able to maintain the harbor systems and do these replacement projects. One of the goals at this point is to be able to look at a long-term plan to be able to match our rates in order to be able to sustain our system as it is. We operate one of the larger harbor systems in the state of Alaska, and that takes a lot to do. I mean, we've got a lot of fishing vessels. We've got a lot of other kind of commercial vessels and private vessels in this system. And that always, it takes money. And last year we had a rate increase of just under 7%, I believe it was. This next year coming up in the planned schedule, we will see another rate increase. How much that's going to be, we don't exactly know. We will once we, you know, see some of the financial information that comes out of this summer's events, you know, the revenues and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and then also what we have coming up for projects.
This is your second year as chair of the commission. Who else is on the commission? And I hear this, you were saying there were some open seats available.
There are.
Let's talk about that.
So currently there's 7 seats on this commission that are available. We have 4 commissioners that are sitting on the commission right now. We had 3 that recently stepped down for various reasons, moving, too much work going on, or different things like that for a couple others. So we have Marianne Peterson, Josh Arnold, and Melissa Greenhall, and myself are sitting commissioners. And then we have these 3 other open seats. Stan Eliason, the Sitka Harbor Master, and Charles Hackett, the Assistant Harbor Master, also sit on the commission to provide staff input. But one of the things that we will be looking to do is finding new commission members to come on board. We need 4 people in order to constitute a quorum so that we can do our business and make recommendations to the assembly. Last night, we only had 3 of the sitting commissioners there, so we weren't able to do our work. Which was pretty disappointing, of course, because we had taken the time to come down, and we only meet once a month. So it's when, you know, you'd show up for the meeting and, you know, try to get some work done, and you can't get the work done, and your next meeting isn't until next month. It's pretty hard to walk away from the night. So
what kinds of individuals are you looking for as commissioners in terms of levels of experience? And what kind of workload would they...
Really, we're just looking for people who are passionate about, you know, operations here in Sitka. I mean, you don't have to be a commercial fisherman. I myself am not a commercial fisherman. The reason why I first got on the commission was because I was interested in a relocation and redevelopment of the seaplane base here. And also, I have a private boat that I keep in the harbors, too. So, you know, I have some vested interest in.
So did you sign up kind of on a lark, say, oh,
this
could
be had some people approach me and say, hey, you should do this. And, you know, I thought, you know, why not? You know, we try to keep the meetings to about 2 hours. Sometimes they run a little long if you know, there's a lot on our agenda. But it's a couple hours a month. It's really not that big of a commitment in the end. For the chairperson, you do a little bit more, but not really all that much more. So it's not a huge commitment, and it matters a lot. It does. We do a fair amount of work that is important, you know, vetting different issues that are coming up, trying to figure out if we want to do different projects or not, and deciding on some of these rate increases. While we don't make the end decision, the assembly does, we pass on recommendations or different things like that to the assembly and say, you know, here's what we found from our discussions with the public or other people.
Let's talk about the assembly for a moment.
No.
It's the commission, you're right, does so much to set the priorities of issues around the small boat harbors mm-hmm. and ports in Sitka. And as chairperson, how are you going to approach bringing these items to the assembly given the financial issues in the city and in the state, some of the very tight budget that was just passed, is that going to change how you do your work on the commission?
Well, we always try to keep it in mind, and it does come up in discussions as we're looking at different, you know, the different projects or rate increases. It's never taken lightly when these things come in front of us. It's not something that we just look at and say, well, this is the way it is, and we're just going to have to do it. Well, you know, if we raise rates too much, or if we take on too big of projects and have to raise rates too much, our harbors will become empty, or not empty, but they will, you know, will push, you know, certain segments out. And that's never anything that we ever want to do. Every constituent in the harbor is an important constituent to us, whether it's, you know, a 9-foot sailboat or, you know, the 52-foot, you know, seiners or other boats like that. You know, we want everybody to have a place. If they need a place, we want to be able to provide that.
How can people contact you with questions or concerns about their boats, their harbor experience, and or also to be appointed to the commission.
If anybody's interested in being a commissioner, they should contact the clerk's office, the city clerk's office, with a letter and a letter of intent and a resume. That's all it takes. That then gets forwarded on to the assembly, and the assembly makes appointments to commissions. If they have questions or concerns or ideas that they would like to bring forward, they should feel free to come to any one of the Ports and Harbors Commission meetings. There's always a spot in the agenda for persons to be heard at the top of the agenda, so that if somebody's got something, they can bring that forward. And then if it's something that the commission then wants to consider further, we'll put it on the next month's agenda or another agenda, and be able to hear more about it.
Kevin Knox is the chair of the Ports and Harbor Commission. Thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thanks for having me.